Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 22. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
It may surprise you to learn what is becoming the top-selling single of all time for Christmas duets. It is Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, recorded in 1977 by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. The song is a medley with Crosby singing the Little Drummer Boy and Bowie singing a counterpoint, Peace on Earth. This beautiful song asks an important question. Peace on Earth, can it be? It answers, years from now, perhaps we'll see. St. Paul reminds the Ephesians that Christ's advent came as a proclamation of peace, proclaimed for both those who were far, meaning outside the nation of Israel, and those who were near, meaning members of the nation. These two groups were so different, they considered each other strangers and aliens, creating a cultural animosity between them. However, people in both groups responded to Christ's message, which placed them in a very odd position. With the likelihood of conflict, St. Paul instructs them not to focus on cultural differences, but on Christ Jesus himself. This focus was the foundation to being fit together as a holy temple of peace. We too must apply St. Paul's teachings in our churches as we reach out to those far and near. Let's focus on Christ and build our churches into dwelling places of God in the Spirit. Because the world is asking, peace on earth, can it be? And if our churches can be holy temples of peace, we can answer positively, yes, peace is here, not years from now, but in this church where Christ is found.
Lord Jesus, we are so thankful for the body of the church everywhere. We are united in our trust in the truth of your word and your promises. Teach us how to put differences aside and focus on knowing you and being faithful to your word. Our obedience may lead us to peace with you and peace with others, but complete peace will only come when you return. Until then, help us to wait confidently with joyful anticipation, drawing close to all who love you.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.